Well, good afternoon. I'm Brad of the Bone, and you're listening to Brad's Vinyl. Brad's Vinyl. An eclectic collection of my vinyl LPs from the 70s and 80s. Playing them for you out there in Cyberland as I burn them to digital. And my collection varies from all kinds of things. Gosh. Classic rock, acid rock, mood music, orchestral rock, folk rock, new wave, punk, rockabilly, you name it. Got all kinds of stuff. And we're going to be featuring my one and only Police album, Outlandos de Amour, by The Police. The Police, an English new wave band, forming back in 1977. Yeah. Their debut LP coming out in 1979. This is actually one of the most successful debut LPs ever by any band. I believe it made Rolling Stone's top, well, I don't know, the top 100 debut LPs ever, like in the 30s, 33, 38, and I don't know what number it was. And, oh, it charted at number 6 in the UK and has all of their top hits. That's right, featuring albums, tracks such as Roxanne, yeah, So Lonely, Can't Stand Losing You, you know, stuff like that. Good stuff, good stuff. And, well, let's talk about the band. We got, it's a three-piece band. Stuart Copeland on drums and backing vocals, Andy Summers guitar, piano also, and of course Sting the man on bass guitar and doing lead guitars, as well as, lead vocals, as well as harmonica and the butt piano. Sting playing the butt piano. I have no clue what that is. Maybe we'll talk about that at the intermission. So, butt piano, Sting, Roxanne, The Police, Outlandos de Amour. Let's get into side one right now here on Brad's Vinyl.
Took me over, think I'm going to stay. Walking out. Sonale, 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 Sonale. right, Roxanne. You don't have to put on the red light, Roxanne. You don't have to put on the red light,
Roxanne. Roxanne. Roxanne.
You don't have to put on the red light.
Somebody horny at the end there? Interesting horn. Oh, yeah, we have fun here at Brad's Vinyl. That was Peanuts. That was we're listening to Brad's Vinyl, side A of the debut LP by The Police, Outlandos de Amour, and that was side A, finishing up with Peanuts there. I don't know who played that horn, or I don't know, was that a harmonica? Maybe it was a harmonica, who knows. We opened up with Next to You, and following into So Lonely, Roxanne, Hole in My Life, and finishing up with Peanuts. Very fast-paced track there. Next to You, cool rock and roll sound. And, of course, Roxanne, everybody knows Roxanne, one of the top songs of all times in rock and roll, actually. But I'll bet you what you don't know, on the credits, there's a thing called the butt piano. And this is listed in Wiki, actually, for The Police on Outlandos de Amor. The butt piano, actually, it was a blooper. Yes, these bands have bloopers occasionally. And Sting himself was, during the recording session, Sting was, and you'll notice you hear a little laugh, kind of a laugh at the beginning of Roxanne when they're starting the track out at about 4 seconds in. You hear an odd piano key just go, and a couple of seconds later you hear Sting laughing. You know why? Well, guess what? He backed up and sat on and leaned on the piano. He thought the piano cover was closed. It wasn't. It was open. And he played a chord with his butt when he sat on it. How about that? And then he laughed, and they kept it. They kept the track and everything. So one of those little known facts of The Police. Founded by, well, Stuart Copeland and Sting himself actually got together and co-founded The Police. Copeland being a composer and drummer. And Copeland being born in Virginia, USA, youngest of four children of a CIA officer, Miles Copeland, and the archaeologist Lorraine Addy. They actually lived in Cairo. They moved there just a few months after his birth, and he spent many of his years in the Middle East, and Beirut, Lebanon, and interesting background of Stuart Copeland. He did go to college in California at UC Berkeley, and worked with Curved Air, with a progressive band, Curved Air, back in England. So that's part of his early years and getting into the entertainment industry back in the 1974 reunion tour of Curved Air. So, yeah, Stuart Copeland. And we're, you know, hey, Sting gets a lot of talk. Everybody talks about Sting. So let's give Stuart Copeland a little love here on Brad's Vinyl. Anyways, Sting being the co-founder as well. And Stuart Copeland later getting together with Andy Summers, so forming The Police. All right, well, let's get into Side B right now on Brad's Vinyl of The Police, Outlandos de Amour.
I guess you'd call it cowardice, but I'm not.
I can't stand losing.
Could only get unconscious if I'd had too much to drink. There was somehow something wrong somewhere, and each day seemed grey and dead. The seeds of desperation were growing in me head. I needed inspiration, a brand new start in life, somewhere to place affection, but I didn't want a wife. And then by lucky chance I saw in a special magazine an ad that was unusual, the like I'd never seen. Experience something different with our new imported toy. She's loving, warm, inflatable, and a guarantee of joy. She came all wrapped in cardboard, all pink and shriveled down. A breath of air was all she needed to make her lose that frown. I took her to the bedroom and pumped her with some life. And later, in a moment, that girl became my wife. And so I sit her in the corner and sometimes stroke her hair. And when I'm feeling naughty, I blow her up with air. She's cuddly and she's bouncy. She's like a rubber ball. I bounce her in the kitchen and I bounce her in the hall. And now my life is different since Sally came my way. I wake up in the morning and have her on a tray. She's everything they said she was, and I wear a permanent grin. And I only have to worry in case my girl wears thin.
Would you be my girl? Would you be my girl? Would you be my girl?
Wow, man. Totally reggae. That's a reggae style. Yeah. Side B of the Police. Outlandos de Amour. Masoko Tanga, that was, we just heard. What a reggae beat. That's right. And we started outside, too. I'm Brad the Bone, by the way. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl, featuring my vinyl LPs, and The Police, Outlandos de Amour. Out of 1979, that was side two, I Can't Stand Losing You. Of course, that was a big hit. Everybody's heard that, right? Right? Say right. Oh, this is radio. Truth Hits Everybody, then Born in the 50s, followed by Be My Girl and Sally. It's about, you know what that's about? And there's some cool spoken word in there. Andy Summers kicks in there with spoken word, and it's about Sally the blow-up doll, the blow-up sex doll. That's right. Be My Girl. And then, of course, finishing up with Masoko Tanga, their reggae song. Can't Stand Losing You, that was actually a big single, came out as a single. It was actually banned in the BBC. The original single was banned in the CBB because of the controversial cover they had on the LP jacket. It had a picture of Copeland standing on a block of ice with a noose around his neck and talking about falling in love and, I guess, attempting suicide. And teenage suicide is always a bad thing. So the BBC banned that single, and of course, nevertheless, it charted quite well anyways, the single did. So, finishing up with, Sting, Gordon Matthew Thomas Sumner, actually his name. Got to be known as Sting because he used to wear a shirt or whatever he wore, had stripes on it. He looked like a bumblebee or something. I don't know, whatever. So, Outlandos de Amour. The Police, I'm Brad of the Bone. Thanks for listening to another Brad's Vinyl. We'll see you next time.